Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Concentrated power of will. 50% pain and 100% reason to remember the name. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know who that is, Ike? That is Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park. Mm. It's his other group, Fort Minor. That's all hip hop.
Oh, man.
You like that
one?
Oh,
he was in there, man.
Yeah,
that's good, bro.
That's a good tune.
That's good stuff.
That's a good tune. All right, coming up in about 10 minutes.
Nick, I thought that was Eminem.
No. You think any guy's rapping is not black is Eminem?
Pretty much.
Well, it's kind of close, I guess. Not that far. Nick Costos will join us in about 10 minutes to give your picks for the weekend. That'll be sponsored by Bud Light. You can join Ava at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly tonight at 6 for the Bud Light Wildcard Eagles Pep Rally. You can win tickets to the game and some Eagles merch as well. So that is tonight at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly with Bud Light and Ava. So, Ike, before we get back to the calls here.
Yes.
ESPN has this little computer, right? Mm-hmm. And the computer program can tell them what percent chance each team has of winning a particular game.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it with Eagles-Packers. Now, Eagles up to a 5-point favorite, opened up at 3.5. In their simulation, their computer says Eagles have a 51% chance of winning the game and the Packers a 49% chance of winning the game.
Yeah.
So the ESPN computer basically says this game is a coin flip, which is a little bit closer to how I see it than how everybody around here sees it. Now, look, the game is played on the field, not in the computer. But mm-hmm. When I saw that number, I was a little surprised, given the tone of experts, the line seeing 51% chance. I don't know. I didn't think it would be basically a coin flip.
Yeah, and that's why you can't let computers get involved, man, with the game. Exactly. I got to go with my eye test. There's no way I look at this game. Now, I will say this. If you had told me at the beginning of the year, I had the Packers as one of the four best teams in the conference. Minnesota's actually a team that surprised me with how good they are this year.
I think they surprised everybody.
Yeah, but I had the Packers along with the Eagles, and I think I may have gone with the Rams and Detroit as my top four teams in the conference. So They have not necessarily lived up to that, but we talked about this the other day. There's no embarrassment in the teams they lost to. They lost to pretty much Detroit, Minnesota, and the Eagles.
Right.
That's five of their six losses right there.
Yep.
And they lost on a field goal at the end last week to Chicago, I believe it was.
Close game versus us, too.
Yeah. And it was a close game versus us. You're absolutely right. But as I've watched them play all year long, and even coming down the stretch, and they certainly have played better, and believe me, they are a threat. I'm not saying that this is some cakewalk for the Eagles. I just feel like if both teams played their best game, we still beat this team by 10 points.
If both teams play their best game, the Eagles are the better team without
yes.
question, I think.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So it's going to take the sort of the Packers to either force the Eagles out of their comfort zone and into some turnovers. That's where the Packers can sort of make this a closer game.
I think I will feel better after the first drive of the game, first two drives of the game. I just want to see where Hurts is and where AJ is
sure.
and those sorts of things.
Sure.
Having not seen Hurts for 3 weeks, having AJ been have the knee thing, I think I want to see that. Now, the tough thing about that is we don't usually start games particularly fast anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think if we can get out of the first two drives without a turnover without something bad happening, I don't mind a three and out or whatever. Sure. I think if we can let Hurts get going and sort of feel the flow of the game without anything bad happening, mm-hmm. I'll feel better about it there. I'm worried about an early turnover.
You know what? I'm just telling you this right now. I'm not changing my game plan in this game. And Hurts not playing for almost a month. And AJ not practicing pretty much all week and being banged up. That makes it even less likely I want to throw the ball with regularity. I want to run the football. If you want to give me some quick throws, okay, I'm with it. Get the ball out of his hands. Make them respect that you're going to throw the ball so that they can get that eighth man out of the box and Saquon can have some room to run. I'm okay with that. But I don't know, man. The only way I see the Packers making this a game is mistakes in the passing game. Whether you hold on to the ball too long and we get a strip sack, you know what I mean? Something like that. Or Jalen isn't necessarily precise with his throws. They're a little bit off. The timing is a little bit off. And now a tip ball leads to an interception. An overthrow leads to an interception. That type of stuff. That's the only way this team stays in the game against us.
I usually, I know most teams kick when they win the toss.
Toss.
This is, and I always want to receive. I'm old school. Like
me
I
too.
Like when the this
particular your offense out there, man.
This particular game, I'm okay with kicking. I'm okay with putting my defense out there first. I'm okay with the first thing happening, not this
offense. Yes.
Right.
Yep. I'm with you there.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question, Ike, the Twitter question. Should Eagles fans have more nerves facing the Packers on Sunday? Yes or no? What do you think the results are? Should Eagles fans have more nerves facing the Packers? Yes or no?
Football Friday?
Yeah.
I'd say the fans probably think no.
Okay.
But it's not overwhelmingly. So I'll go somewhere, let's go with 53% say no.
58%. You're pretty good at this. See, I thought you were going to go 75% no.
Yeah.
And that's what I expected to see.
Nah, because there's still a large portion of the fan base that's uncomfortable feeling overconfident.
Yes. That's where I am. Feeling confident is like, I don't want any part of that. It's a disease. There's symptoms of that. I don't want any part of it.
Yeah, a lot of fans will do the whole. It's funny because if it's a game, like say it's the NFC Championship game.
Well, then
everybody's going to be overconfident that game.
Yes.
Yes.
I felt that way for the NFC Championship game in 18, and I felt that way for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I was like, we all know we're going to win this game.
We know. We feel overconfident once we get to that game. But the early stages, people are still a little nervous. I think people are also unsure what we're going to see from Jalen.
But we haven't seen
Sunday,
him.
So I think people are feeling that as well.
215-592-9494. Do you have any nerves about the game on Sunday against the Packers? Alan in Pittsburgh, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, you guys have had one heck of a week. You know, I've been thinking about some of the shows this week.
Yeah.
I got to plug Fran's 5 at 5. Like, you got to give him another chance. That was both hideous and hilarious at the same time. So I'm begging you, give him another shot.
Well, he's in there today.
I got support.
Yeah, Fran, are you ready today?
Oh, I'm so ready. Are you kidding me?
All right, he's in there today.
Close out the week strong.
That is the first call we've ever received from somebody saying, give Fran another top 5 at 5. Yes. Normally it's the other way around.
Yeah, I mean, with Fritzy out chest feeding this week, I don't know when he's going to return.
Chest feeding.
It's Blake and Ike embarrassing Sean Landetta. Like, we got a lot going on.
Yeah, and it's been a wild week.
It really has been a wild week. Yep.
And then on top of all that, Spike's got a good bodyguard because of Chris and Penzalkin. I mean,
we forgot about that.
Yeah. Bring it, Chris. I don't need any bodyguard. But if you're big and strong and you want to walk around with me, that's fine too. So
listen, I'm going to tell you why we're going to blow the doors off this team on Sunday. So I was in Sao Paulo for that season opener, and I find it really ironic that we got to start the season with them, and now we're going to get to end their season. These are two teams that are going in opposite directions. Like, the highlight of the Packers season was beaten Dallas in the playoffs in 2023. It's been all downhill since then for them. Us, on the other hand, we came into the season and we had like all kind of question marks. New offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, all these new defensive players, rookies, new players. Zach Bond, was he any good? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, the first month for us was like a cluster. Like, we were a wreck the first month, including in Sao Paulo, including in the first game of the season.
I mean, the Packers didn't have their quarterback for half of the first month, too. I mean, like,
because we broke them. But listen, that first game, our defenders didn't know where they were going. Like, they had left players open all over the field. And it was because Fangio's system had to settle into that system. It took them a month to settle in. And so we gave up like 8 explosives in that game. I'm not sure we've given up 8 explosives since the bye week, but we gave up 8 explosives in that game because they didn't have a clue what they were doing playing Fangio's system yet. This team is different. We're going in a different direction. So here's what I'm going to need. I'm going to need some blood spilt on the field, and I'm going to need some violence. I'm going to need Rios to call in today and give us the violence, because that's what we're going to get on Sunday. We're two teams going in opposite directions. We've come together. We are relatively healthy. They're missing Christian Watson and Jair Alexander. I'm telling you, we're going to blow the doors off them. It's going to be a 31-20 game. It'll be a relatively easy game, and I'm not even concerned.
31-20. You got to turn your mic on.
Oh, there you go. 31-20. Loving it.
Yeah. All right, Alan. That was a good recap of the week too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had everything.
Was that the Alan that we were debating with?
Was it? Oh yeah, yesterday. I don't think he was in
that
Pittsburgh.
Alan?
I don't think so. I think it was a different one. All the one that OG Wade said schooled us.
Yeah.
I don't think that was that guy. That was a different guy. We will get to Nick Kostos and his NFL weekend picks right after Ike tells you about this.
Yeah, it's the wild card game on Sunday, right? Pre-game with me and Ava Graham before the game on Sunday at Xfinity Live, starting at 1 p.m. Now, Ava and I will be hosting a special Bud Light Wild Card event at the NBC Sports Lounge in Xfinity Live. Now, we'll have lots of Eagles merchandise and Bud Light swag to give away. And you know, ice cold Bud Lights will be flowing to get you ready for the Eagles game. So, pregame with myself and Ava Graham this Sunday before the Eagles game at Xfinity Live starting at 1 p.m. I may even get there around 12:30, 12:45. Who knows, man? Who knows? I'm so amped and pumped for the game, Spike. I may come early. Who knows? That's not a promise. I'm just saying I might. I'll see you there Sunday. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Wow, look at Ike just giving away free Ike time. Holy cow, look at that. Holy moly. Bonus Ike time. Never seen that before.
I mean, listen, it's Sunday. I already know what those parking lots are going to be like Sunday. I really am looking forward to Sunday. I'm looking forward to Sunday, a 4:30 game, which means the tailgates will happen a little earlier, and they get to go a little longer, and it'll be nice and prime.
Oh, yeah, they will be prime.
4:30.
It will be prime. A 4 o'clock game, what's the lots that are not jet row in the back, but like those lots in the sort of in the front that go east or whatever, those are the lots that I don't want to walk through if with a 4 o'clock game. I remember my brother, I don't think he'd ever walked through those lots. I took him to an Eagles game. We were walking through there, and he was like, he looked at me, he said, "What is going on around
here? Never experienced this."
Yeah, yes. Looks like the war zone, actually. All right. Are you nervous about Sunday's game? 215-592-9494. Joining us now, the host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider Call is presented by BetMGM. You can check out all the lines today on BetMGM app. And you can also now watch You Better You Bet on the Peacock app, right? You told me the thing that they gave me is wrong, right, Kostos? And
yeah,
just say Peacock.
It says NBC. They just renamed the channel also to NBC Sports now. You would think that someone that works for Odyssey would update it.
Okay.
Do 100 of these a week. But no, it's okay. We'll just keep doing erroneous information.
Well,
yes.
Look,
that's not your fault. I'm not blaming you. That is 0% your fault.
Wait,
there are people that get paid to do this stuff.
So it's NBC Sports Now or NBC Sports Fast?
So NBC Sports Now is the new name of the channel, which features Hall of Famers in sports media, Dan Patrick, Dan Lebatard, Mike Florio, Matthew Berry,
and Nick Kostos.
Thank you very much. That's right. That's right.
You put them in the wrong order there, Kostos.
Well, I did it for dramatic effect, but okay. Yes, I should have put myself first.
All right. So before we get to your picks, you as a Giants fan and a generally a frustrated Giants fan, I am genuinely curious what you think about them retaining Shane and
tweets.
And Daboll. I didn't see the tweets.
It's like incredibly stupid. They're dumb. My owner's incredibly stupid. Jeffrey Lurie, like I would love Jeffrey Lurie to own the Giants. John Mara's terrible. Ever since he had to start making decisions after his father Wellington passed away, he screwed all of them up. He literally said on Monday, I don't think the roster is better now than it was in 2022 when this regime took over. Why would you keep them? They're the worst team in the league 3 years into the regime, and now they're going to take a quarterback? So basically, this is what bad teams do, right? It's what the Raiders did yesterday. It was so smart, right? They fired Tom Telesco after firing Antonio Pierce, like resetting the deck, right? So now what's going to happen with the Giants is like what the Tennessee Titans have done. So you have Daboll and Shane, right? What are they going to do? They're going to draft a quarterback. Are they going to be good next year? No.
Nope.
Why? Because the coach stinks and the GM stinks and there's no talent on the roster. So when they're bad next year and they get fired, then you're going to hire a new coach and a new GM who are going to have this quarterback on the roster that they didn't pick, and they inherit this quarterback. It's a terrible way to run a team because the owner's a clown. He's was born on third base and is convinced he hit a triple, and he's paralyzed by fear. Like the reason why the Giants didn't make a move is because, well, we've done it, and well, I fired other people after a couple of years, so now I can't do it this time. Or like, you fired them correctly because they all stink. So yeah, it's other than that, though, it's awesome, man.
Ah.
It's great.
Well, Nick, as somebody, I'm just
no one gets like set on the fire in the New York City transit system. Great leadership. It's a great place to live.
Wow.
Great
well,
teams to root for.
I'm gone. Yeah, I'm gone. Look, as a defender of the Born on Third Base Club, I would just like to stick up for John Mara here.
You're talented.
Okay, all right.
John
Mara
has no. I'm being serious. John Mara has no. What talent does he have?
He's a nice man.
Yeah, okay, oh, great. He said, okay, would you like to sit down and have a beer with him? Maybe. Do you want him, like hiring your GM and head coach?
No, probably not. Yeah.
No,
probably not. All right, Casas, I just looked at the line. First, we'll do Eagles-Packers. It's up to 5.5, just saw. Opened at 3.5. What do you see in this game from a betting standpoint?
I like the Packers. It will be a small bet for me on Green Bay because there is a risk that comes in with this bet. The risk is, like, Jordan Love gets hit funny and he has to leave the game because he has an elbow injury and he couldn't feel his throwing hand last Sunday. Seems bad. Job is to throw. Couldn't feel his hand. Now, the reports just came in, and we're getting reports from Eagles practice also. A.J. Brown telling media, like, moments ago that he's going to play in the game. Devontae Smith is expected to play as well. Jordan Love just practiced in full, so that has been officially reported. So Jordan Love's going to be good to go in this game. Now, I can't place a big bet on Green Bay just because, like I said, there's some injury concern with Love. But if Jordan Love's going to be, like, the game starts and he looks good, I see no reason why the Packers can't keep this game close. And their upside, I'm not saying they're going to win, but their upside is to win the game. And the thing that would concern me with laying this number with the Eagles, and I could talk about the number in a second, you know, as Jalen officially cleared, like, he's going to play.
He's going to play, but he got cleared earlier.
Yeah, I think he got cleared.
Okay,
today.
So he got cleared. Yeah. Okay, he was in protocol for almost 3 weeks. Like, this was not like a one, like a 2 or 3 day thing. He's in protocol for a long time, and that doesn't mean that he can't play well on Sunday. Just that I think it's fair to ask, is he going to be coming out and throwing lasers immediately? Seems like a pretty bad concussion for Jalen Hurts. So I've got a couple questions there. And then, you know, now we can talk about the point spread, right? Now, look ahead markets are not gospel. They are not gospel, but I think they are interesting talking points.
Can you explain what a look ahead market is?
So a look ahead is like a domestic, like BetMGM. We'll put up prior to week 18, here are projected point spreads for wild card weekends in the NFL.
Got it.
Right?
Yep.
So Packers Eagles was the most likely matchup before the games last weekend. So there were point spreads open for this game before week 18 was even played. Like, I create point spreads that are pretty much, like, it's not that hard to do, that are, like, right on target. So my point spread going into week 18 was Eagles minus 2.5 against Green Bay. The domestic sports books had Eagles minus 3, but the 3 was juiced towards Green Bay. So very close to, like, my number in the game, but Eagles minus 3. So then week 18's played, right? Packers lose. Eagles hold all their players out, so basically like an extra bye week for a lot of the good players. Jordan Love gets hurt. Christian Watson tears his ACL. Like, okay, now you want to tell me the point spread's more than 3? Oh, okay, like I understand that. We're almost up to 6 now, and I think we've gone too far in that direction. And I think Jordan Love has shown he's a big game player. I'm not saying Hurts isn't, but I think Jordan Love is a big game player. We saw that last year. Destroyed the Cowboys in Dallas. Stood toe-to-toe with the Niners on the road in San Francisco in the divisional round. I think it's too many points. I'll take it with the Packers. Not with a tremendous amount of confidence because of Love's injury. It'll be a small bet for me, but I'll have a bet on Green Bay to cover the spread.
All right. I hadn't seen 5.5, by the way. Wow, that's crazy. Okay, now it's a smaller slate, so you don't have to give me 3 if you don't want. I normally ask for your 3 best. Do you have 3 best you can give me?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay, how about both games tomorrow?
Sure.
These will make you want to drink bleach. I mean, just saying. Okay. So
well, the Chargers game is tomorrow, right?
Houston Chargers. Yeah.
So Ike, who's excited to bet the Texans and the Steelers tomorrow on Wild Card Weekend? Okay, so tonight, and this will be brief, Ohio State's playing Texas, right, in the Cotton Bowl.
Yep.
If you want to bet Ohio State, you are paying a tax to do so because Ohio State has wrecked in the college football playoff and wrecked good teams, destroyed Tennessee and destroyed Oregon. So if you want to bet Ohio State, you're paying a tax. In the same way, if you want to bet against the Texans and the Steelers tomorrow, you are paying a tax to do so. So the Chargers are 3-point road favorites in Houston. The Ravens are 10-point home favorites against Pittsburgh. I think those point spreads are pretty nuts, honestly. So you want to tell me Chargers should be favored in the game? Okay, 1, 1.5, fine. 3, no way. Huge difference between those numbers. Think about the math of the NFL. You want to tell me Ravens favored by more than 7? Totally understand. I'm with you. 10 is where I... And Zay Flowers isn't even playing in the game. So I draw a line there. So these bets won't make you feel good when you click the button. I'm not saying they're going to win. The Chargers and Ravens respectively could win by 30. I think they're valuable bets. Houston +3, Steelers +10 coming up tomorrow. And may God have mercy on our souls.
And your props are always good. You got a good prop for us or two?
Yeah. Right. So let's go to, I'll give you one for tomorrow. And let me just see what the number's at because I gave this out yesterday and I just want to make sure it hasn't moved. Okay, we are sitting. Okay, now, did we watch? You guys watch Steelers-Bengals last Saturday night?
Yep, I did.
Okay, I think it's Ike in the almost 40 years I've been watching football. I think George Pickens played the worst game I've ever seen a receiver play in that game last week. He was horrendous.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we can bank on George Pickens. Now, the thing with Pickens is he's like hashtag mercurial. He could have a 100-yard game. He could do what he did last week in goose egg. The Steelers are going to take deep shots down the field. That's their offense, running the ball in deep shots, either check downs or long bombs down the field. So let's go with Stone Cold Calvin Austin. Austin 316 says, I just went over my yardage prop. Calvin Austin over 23.5 receiving yards.
Okay.
Ooh,
all right.
I like it.
You know, when they check down, it almost always goes down to that Pittsburgh, that running back.
Jalen Warren.
Like, especially the last 5 weeks, I feel like he is open on every play, and Russell Wilson throws it to him every time he's there.
Well, yeah, he's a good pass-catching running back.
Yeah. All right.
Was that your way of saying you want to bet his over?
Well, I don't know what it is. What's the number? What do you have it in front of you?
So it's 20.5. That looks about right to me.
I would bet
because, you know, if we know this, I would imagine the Ravens are game-planning for it.
Right. Well, it seems like every team, I don't know, Pittsburgh's a weird team. They look so good for about 6 weeks, and the offense, I remember we had Brian Baldinger on before the Eagles played the Steelers, and I asked him about the Steelers' offense. He's like, they stink. The Eagles aren't going to have any trouble with it. And it seems like from that point on, every time I watch the Steelers, I'm like, wow, this offense does stink.
Now, to be fair, right, and just, I think I'm right about this, Pickens didn't play in that
game,
right?
He did not. Yep, you're right.
So Pickens' upside, like when he's good, and I tell me if you disagree with this.
Mm-hmm.
Like his upside is he's like a top like 7 receiver in the league when he's on. He's really, really good. Just like he's a head case. So
it's true,
you know,
yeah.
If he last week against the Bengals, he no-showed the game. He's dropping passes. He doesn't know where the hell he's going on like the Russell Wilson moonball in the final drive of the game. If he shows up tomorrow night, he's going for 100 yards. He's like they can't cover him. Almost no one can if he's on. But again, like he's nuts. So let's see what this looks like tomorrow night for George Pickens and the Steelers offense.
Yes, sir.
All right, Nick. We appreciate you as always, buddy.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. And I will close by saying this, guys. Dun, 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 dun. Go, Pack, go.
All right, get out of here. Shut him off, man.
Oh, that's not right.
That is Nick Costos, host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And you can see You Better You Bet on the NBC Sports Now app, Now channel on the Peacock app. There's Costos along with those heavy hitters where he deserves to be. All right, 215-592-9494. Any nerves about the game on Sunday? I don't think people are nervous enough, quite honestly. I want everybody to feel bad like me. Coming up next, speaking of heavy hitters, Elliot has just left the Eagles locker room and will join us. We can find out more about AJ, more about Devontae, more about Jalen. All of the Devontae sat out practice today. So we'll find all of that out next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.